Well, Barry, Donegal looking ahead to play Tyrone on Saturday evening in Ballybuffet. But before we talk about that game, first of all, what do you make of Donegal, what, 3 games into the league?
Yeah, well, I think, to be fair to Donegal, the first game against Mayo, I thought, I was at that game up in Sligo, I thought they were very good for 40, 45 minutes. Now, I think it's well publicised about the way they finished the game and, you know, probably some of the mistakes that were made that let Mayo back into the game. Against Kildare then, the second game, I thought they were very impressive. They lost a couple of big players in Langan and Murphy, and they still kicked on and got a great result against a good Kildare team. And then fast forward to the Kerry game then last week, which again was in terrible, terrible conditions. I know, you know, a gale force wind blowing down the field. I think everybody would be disappointed with the performance down there. We would have been 2 points down there would have been a bonus for us. We probably didn't expect it, but it was just the manner of the defeat and maybe the manner of the performance that was probably most disappointing for all the Donegal people watching it.
Yeah, because I don't think many Donegal people expected Donegal to win on Sunday, and especially when it was realised that, well, we knew Michael Murphy wasn't going to play, but when Keira McGonigal and Michael Langan joined him, it certainly weakened the chance. But there's an awful lot of disquiet at the second half performance, and not even taking advantage of the wind.
Yeah, I think that is a big... I think, you know, talking just in the general public and people's opinions on it are that they couldn't understand why we didn't play maybe with the conditions. We all understood why we had to hold on to possession in the first half and against...
And did well for 20 minutes.
And did very well for 20... And under against a very good Kerry team. Now, and then the flip side, I think everybody was expecting Donegal to go out and maybe throw off the shackles and put, you know, kick the ball long enough. But then when they continued with that short game, it just left people frustrated, because I think it was highlighted on social media there that it was a 72nd minute of the game before Donegal kicked the long ball into the full forward line.
Yeah.
Which the traditionalists and everybody would say that when they, you know, if you have the breeze, let the ball in long and because it'll carry quicker and faster, but that was probably the disappointing thing. Now, in saying that, we do have to take into consideration that they were missing a lot of big men. They were missing McGonigal, they were missing Michael Murphy, Michael Langan, you know, and a lot of these guys who are big physical presences. Maybe Donegal felt that they didn't have the players to kick the ball in long, but still, I think it's a common opinion that it would be no harm maybe just to let a few in, just to see you put the Kerry full back line under pressure, because, you know, you see the Donegal back line, the pressure they were under the first half, and in fairness, just on the Donegal back line, you know, there's some great, I think Brendan McCall is one of the, you know, has had an outstanding first 3 games for Donegal, is a big plus in the full back line. I think he's doing really well for them.
Yeah, and Owen Bourne obviously is back to himself after maybe...
Owen Bourne is back to himself, you know, and the way he can carry the ball out of defence and transition and attack, you know, with the speed he can carry that. You know, so them two guys in particular and the back line are big pluses.
Ferry McFadden as well, I think, you know, he does have his critics, but I think he showed his great level of fitness.
Great level of fitness, and you know what you get with him. You know, he's real wholehearted and he's a real tenacious defender. Mm. And I think everybody that has ever played the game or you know, is looking on would love to have somebody like that in the team that, you know, you can rely on and that he's going to give it his all the time. And allied to that, as you say, in great shape, but a very good footballer into the bargain.
Yeah. Could it be a case that Decton and Stephen Rochford, obviously they do most of the coaching, and Paddy Campbell as well, that they're maybe, you know, maybe playing, I won't say silly buggers, but maybe just a little bit tactical, that they will come the championship, you know, they will go a little bit more attack minded, and they're going to have to, really, aren't they?
Ah, you would think. Listen, there's so much tactics and so much analysis goes on at that level now. You know, any senior in the county team, between the analysis that they do of the other teams, the tactics that they have themselves, the systems of play, and, you know, you hear all this talk. But, yeah, listen, that's a totally valid point, Donegal could be, but they're going to have to show something different than they did against Kerry. But, again, you know, I think it's very unfair in some of the criticism that they're getting, because they all had to travel down, you know, down from one end of the country to the other on a bus the day before. And, you know, they were playing, and which can only be described as terrible conditions. Gale force breeze blowing right down the field. So, you know, I don't think it's fair to base their whole season or what it's going to be like just on that one game. I think the next three league games, you know, Tyrone on Saturday night, I think it's given the weather to be slightly better. They're at home, so it'll be interesting to see what they bring to the table this Saturday night and then on the remaining couple of games, because even though they're still sitting with 3 points from a possible six, it's not a disaster in any way, shape or form, you know. So, but you would hope that when the summertime comes that we will be playing a wee bit more attacking football, because Donegal have as good a footballer as anywhere in the country.
Yeah. And some very good young footballers coming through, like Conor O'Donnell from Cairn Donnell. He's been a revelation, I think, this year.
Some fantastic young footballers, yeah, that, you know, have come on and stamped again in very difficult conditions. And you would term, particularly in them first three league matches, they're not conditions that would favour a forward. So the guys that are forward and the boys with a wee bit of class and the boys that, you know, they'll be looking to make the difference will be looking forward to the ground beginning to harden up, the weather getting better the longer evenings, you know, that'll suit their game. And it'll be interesting then to see how the whole mix comes together, because as you say, I'm sure Declan and Stephen and Paddy have systems up their sleeves that they're not going to roll out in February, you know, that they'll be easily targeted then by the opposition later on in the year. So again, it's all to look forward to, really, and it'll be interesting to see how it pans out.
Yeah, likely to be, well, I think it's almost guaranteed going to be without Michael Murphy, Keelan McGonigal, Michael Langan and Jimmy Brennan. So what can we expect against Tyrone?
I think you really know what you're going to get against Tyrone. You know, Tyrone and Donegal this time, the rivalry is really fierce. Them guys, you know, are going to be a big loss. Murphy, obviously, has been a loss any time he's been missing over this last 12 or 14 years. So, Michael Langan, in particular, I think, has been playing really well this year. You know, I think he has developed into a really fine footballer, a real leader, kicking great points. You know, he reminds me, he's kind of a cross between Neil Gallagher and Rory Kavanagh. He can field the ball, but yet he can get up and down the field and can kick scores. He's, you know, I think he's really improved this last 18 months, become a really good player for Donegal. So, but then again, when people are missing, it opens the door for other players to come in, and it'll give them a chance, because I don't think you need much motivation to play Tyrone, particularly now that they're all Ireland champions. Mm-hmm. And then you're on our own backyard. So there's a lot of recent history there with Tyrone in particular, even with the players that are there at the minute. So again, I think they're missing a few as well. So it's I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday night.
So what are you expecting? Apart from obviously a win, you'd like to see it, but what are you going to look for, given in light of what happened last weekend and the criticism? And
I think what everybody is looking for, you know, and we're, you know, it's easier said than done, and it's all right for us sitting up in the stand or standing on the terrace, you know, they should do this, they should do that. You know, sometimes it's not easy because Tyrone will be doing their best, but they're just the supporters on a whole are just looking for Donegal to play the way they can, you know, because as you say, there's some fantastic forwards there. Why not put the ball into them and let them open up and let them see what they can do? Now, if Tyrone are playing everybody behind the ball, we all understand there has to be a wee bit of patience in that. But, you know, just maybe they'd be a wee bit braver on the ball, take a few chances, and just showcase the skills that they have, because there's no point these guys having all the talent and every time they get the ball, you know, just taking the safer option. You'll find that the good players will, you know, they will try to express themselves a wee bit more. And I think that's what everybody in Donegal wants, is for the players to try to just, you know, just try to be a wee bit braver, probably, just go for it, really, yeah, as regards whatever way the game's going. Like, even if you take the Kerry game, for example, even though we were 6 points down or whatever it was, we were still playing it safe and playing the ball. But, you know, we had nothing really to lose at that stage, to kick the ball in just to see what would happen, you know what I mean? Kick it into the forwards and see how they go, because I know Ryan McHugh had intercepted a sideline ball and he went through, and if the conditions were a wee bit better, his pass probably got held up in the breeze and we could have put the ball in the net, it would have been a whole, you know, you could have been talking about a totally different game, because goals do change the whole complex of a game.